Yep. About to get started in a minute, y'all. If you're watching the replay, you know how to hit the fast forward button. Hit the like button as soon as you come in. Yeah. Let's get it. I'm gonna let some of y'all get in here. Yes. About to get started in a minute. Yeah. Hit the like button. I seen some more people get in here. Go ahead and hit that like as soon as you get in. The more people like it, the more YouTube show it to other people. Let's get it. Labor Day. Let me know in the comment section what y'all getting into today. Yeah. You know what time it is when the music stops. 60-second countdown. Let's get it. About to get started. Yes, sir. Let me know what y'all getting into today in the comment section. I ain't doing nothing. I'm sitting here with y'all. Yeah, let's get them numbers up. If you just came in, hit that like button. Don't waste no time. It ain't gonna be a lame live. You know what I mean? I don't think I do lame lives. If I did, you probably wouldn't be here right now. Go ahead and hit that like button. I want the highest like ratio on YouTube. All right, let's get started. So I did two polls recently, or within 24 hours. So the poll I just did says, the statement I made on the poll is good girls don't like bad boys. And 25 people says that's false. 25 people think good girls do like bad boys. Well, no, that's wrong. I know what you're thinking, though. You're like, well, most women seem to like bad boys. But yeah, most women aren't good girls. See what I'm saying? So those 80, 85% of women who picking bad boys, they're not good girls. That's a myth. Bad girls like bad boys, which is majority of women. Good girls like good boys. And they sit around with good boys in high school and college and have 50, 60 year marriages. That's what good girls do. Good girls are rare. They're the ones that aren't on social media. They too busy doing good woman shit. Taking care of their kids, taking care of their man, working, doing what they gotta do in the real world. They ain't on social media. So if we don't know them in real life, we ain't gonna see them and hear from them. So it's almost like out of sight, out of mind. So the correct answer is yes. Good girls like good guys, and bad girls like bad boys. But good girls don't like bad boys. I just want to make that very fucking clear. Because if she submit to a bad boy, she's submitting to Satan. And a bad boy is submitting to Satan. So how can she be a good girl if she in submission to, you know, what's another word for Satan? You know what I'm talking about. The man with the horns. The red man with the tail and the horns. Lucifer. You can't be a good girl if you submit to Lucifer men. If you submit to Satan's disciples, Hell's Angels and shit. Yeah, you can't be a good girl if you married to a Hell's Angel. Okay, the other thing I posted was, is it wrong not to tip? Let's talk about this real quick. Now, it's a lot of people that feel like, we're going to get to videos in a minute. I ain't going to talk your ear off. We're going to get to videos. Just give me a minute. A lot of people think tipping is BS. They say, you know, it's not my job to pay your employees. Pay your employees a living wage. I'm here to eat and, you know, enjoy the services. So I get that logic, you know. And not only is it, like, socially unacceptable to not tip, or it's deemed socially unacceptable not to tip, it's deemed socially unacceptable to not tip a certain amount compared to what your order was. Now, that's even more crazy. But, yeah, me, I tip. And as a black man, sometime I probably over-tip. You know what I mean? To make up for the black people that maybe didn't tip and we getting a bad reputation in that restaurant. I want to balance the universe a little bit. Yeah. Let me know what y'all think in the comment section. Let's get started with the first video. Hey, what's up, Jorn from Holland? We got Holland in the house. Appreciate you for stopping by. What up, Super? Hey, Super, I think I be seeing you in the Austria D live. Is that you? Are you the same Super? All right, let's get started.
Too masculine.
It's too tall.
A single woman gets told she acts too much like a dude, too much like a man. That's why she's single. But how many women do keep themselves single because of how manly they act?
So yesterday was a big eye-opener for me.
Okay.
I typically, when I make TikToks, I don't wear any makeup or, like, doll myself up at all.
Mm.
And I'm not looking for sympathy here.
I'm skeptical already. You're not looking for sympathy, but I got a feeling you're about to cry on TikTok. There's no such thing as crying on TikTok while not, you know, looking for sympathy. That's not a thing. That's just a contradiction. You know what I mean? So, no, I don't believe you already. And keep this in mind. She got dressed specifically for this video. She would like you to believe that, you know, she just came from somewhere. And she just, you know, decided to do a TikTok real quick. No, this whole, you know, thing you seeing right here, the outfit, the necklace, the watch, the short skirt or short skirt or whatever the fuck you call it, it's all calculated. The tissue being in her hand when the video started, it's all calculated. But let's hear her out. Maybe I'm a monster.
But I made okay. A video talking about how two dudes, like, treated me poorly that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the guys in the comment section were like, no wonder they treated you shit. Like, this is one of three thinks she's a 10.
Damn.
Or, like, they dodged a bullet, you're so masculine.
Well, that's probably all true. You probably think you look better than what you look like because you're not morbidly obese and you got long hair and you live in America. I'm assuming you live in America. I don't hear any accent or anything. So yeah, most modern women think they look better than what they look like. If they can pull off any attractiveness, they're going to put an extra 3 or 4 numbers on that. You know what I mean? But yeah, I don't troll women in TikToks anymore. I used to a little bit. But it was from love. It was trolling with love. Like, I was trying to help them with the troll.
Damn. Wow. Now, not to co-sign the trolls. I'm not co-signing what the trolls are saying. But too masculine.
You're so masculine.
Yeah, as a woman. Now that she come across a bit masculine, you could probably say,
He finally spent...
Well, yeah, you hanging around your dingbat friends who are also masculine, and society is basically conditioning y'all to be masculine now. Social media is conditioning you to be masculine. The influence from black women and ratchet, you know, hip-hop songs is conditioning you to be masculine. See, this is what happens when they get left to their own devices. They ruin themselves. It's that simple. And they become masculine. When a woman left to her own devices for too long and she too independent and she been doing her own thing, how she want to do it, when she want to do it for too long, she going to become masculine. And by the time she realizes, oh, snap, I'm masculine, it's too late.
Since agents, would you like a hot lead generation system that can produce 5 to 10?
A little bit. But we're using her as an example. But you can probably tell she's probably highly educated. She's probably got a decent job, decent place, decent car.
Well, that's a lot of assumptions. Highly educated, decent place, decent car. See, they want you to believe that just based off the outfit. And just because they could talk with some certainty, they want you to assume all those things. Just because she's in a house right now. And just because she looks somewhat put together. Those are the assumptions that people make. She probably got a degree, a house, probably got stuff together. I'm not assuming any of that. Because I know most of what women put on social media is a fucking front. And their life isn't anywhere near as put together as they would have you believe.
You can probably tell she's the sort of woman that doesn't need a man. The thing is, she may also radiate that aura as well, that she doesn't need a man. But she's going to make a very, very honest point.
And, that hit such a soft spot for me. Because you have to understand, I dive deep into a lot of like subconscious parts of me. And that is something that I'm so sensitive about because I don't attract the group of men that I want.
I mean, honestly, I don't know. A lot of women don't. I mean, not for anything serious. They attract the type of men that they want for, you know, bedroom fun. But here's the thing, most women don't know what they want. So you gotta keep that in mind as well.
I don't attract that healthy masculine men, I repel them.
Okay.
At least she's being honest. Still, look, my tear ducts are dry for many reasons. I'm sure I'll dive into it later, why my tear ducts are so dry. But at least she's somewhat keeping it real.
And I'm trying to figure out like what I'm doing wrong. And in that process, I'm ripping apart everything about me. Like maybe I'm too confident.
It's not about being too confident. It's the way you carry your confidence. Most women struggle to be confident and feminine at the same time. Their confidence, you know, manifest in masculine ways. Yeah, you were taught wrong. You were taught wrong by social media. You were taught wrong by your dingbat friends. You were probably taught wrong by your dad and mom. Yeah, be strong, get your degree, and don't need a man, and yada, yada, yada. I get it. I totally get it. It's really not that hard. Be soft, sweet, demure, agreeable. It's not that difficult. But it is when you've been the complete opposite for however many years, 25, 30 years. But I just want to say this early on in the video, she's done. By the time a woman's crying on TikTok about how she's too masculine and she diving in her subconscious and she don't know what's wrong, it's over. It's probably been over for a long time now. Let's just say she's 25. She's been on the wrong track for at least a decade, and it's over. I hate to say it. But oh, keep this in mind. There's a bunch of nice guys in her inbox right now. Just keep that in the front of your mind.
Maybe that's what repels them away from me.
I repel them.
Single woman in tears. But the honest and good point is, she can admit, or she feels, like she repels the type of men she wants. Put together men, and she feels it's because she may be too masculine. That's why the statement hurt. She probably does think to herself, I probably am too masculine. I'm probably too much of a modern, independent woman.
I mean, all you gotta do is just smile and shut the fuck up and laugh at dudes' jokes. It's not that hard, man. If you have any self-discipline and self-awareness, you could pull off just sitting there not talking too much and smiling. And asking somebody if they want a water or something. It ain't that hard to attract a man. Just smile. Smile and don't talk. It's really that easy. Ain't that crazy how they can't get that concept?
Thus, I hold no room for men. And men can see, yeah, there's no room for me, woman. I mean, you're the man, aren't you? I mean, what can I do? You're too tough. You're too tough, woman. You're not soft enough to let me just be a man. Interesting. So it does cut deep for her, because she feels, you know, there's some truth to it.
Like maybe I'm too confident. Maybe that's what repels them away from me. Maybe I'm too outgoing, too outspoken.
Yeah, I would say so. Modern women are too outgoing and too outspoken. Just chill sometime. Just chill. You don't got to be the loudest voice in the room. And you don't got to always show off your quirky personality. And everything that pop up in your bird brain, you don't got to say. You know what I mean? It's the simple stuff.
Maybe I need to be more soft or more gentle, more
yes,
feminine.
Yes, yes, yes.
I just don't know how to change who I am in order to get what I want.
And let's be clear, what she wants is at least top 10% man. That's bare fucking minimum. And she may have turned down some top 10% men because she didn't like their cologne. So yeah, top 10% is bare minimum. Anytime you hear a woman referring to dating or men online, just know she's talking about at least the top 10% of men. We starting there. We ain't working our way up there or none of that. Bare minimum. If a woman talking about dating or man on the internet, she's talking about top 10%. Always keep that in the front of your mind as well.
Wow.
And I will stop swearing. I do not think that's attractive, and I think I do it a lot. And I get annoyed by it too. It's been such a habit of mine.
Oh, she thinks she swears too much as well. Oh, not very mindful and demure of her.
Nope.
Is it? It's cussing.
Yeah, they really don't realize all the things they do that repel men. I mean, cursing is definitely one of them. She don't like it. That's what I'm saying, man. When they get that demon in them, they can't help it. They can't help but be rebels. They're natural born rebels. I mean, you would think, no, it's the guys that are, you know, naturally rebellious. And to some extent, you know, we can be. But even in our rebellion, men usually move with some type of discipline and structure. Even when we wilding out, we living by some rules with it. You know what I mean? The male world is just governed by rules and discipline and, you know, strategy and, you know what I mean? There's certain structure to it. Even bank robbers got structure. Gangbangers got structure. The people who we deem the worst people on the planet still moving with some type of discipline and structure, and that's the difference. Women are moving off of feeling and emotion and just, you know, following. They're natural born followers. Here's the thing. Women talk about, I'm strong and I'm independent. I got my own mind. I do what I want. I'm my own person. Yada, 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 yada. But no, you're going to follow something. If it's not a man, it's going to be your dingbat friends, or it's going to be stupid social media, or it's going to be, you know, cover girl commercials. You're going to follow something one way or another. Your best bet would have been following a righteous man who have your best interests at heart. Not the corporate devils who just want your money and the dingbat friends who are trying to sabotage you because they want you as miserable as they are. Your best bet would have been, you know, following a good man. Men aren't trying to control you because we got big egos. We're trying to save you from yourselves.
I'm cussing like a sailor. F this and F that. When deep down all she wants is a man to love. That love her. Love her. Almost made a mistake there, but you get the point. You get the point. Probably a bit of both, but you get the point. You get the point. More manly than demure. Is she?
But how do you change?
I got 13 people watching and 12 likes. Don't be that fucking guy.
Teach who you are. It hurts. It hurts because I look at my dating history and it's just douchebags.
Of course, because you love douchebags. Douchebags keep your coochie wet. Ironically. You love the douches. You know what I mean? You always douche for the douche. That's what she's sexually attracted to. Maybe she doesn't realize it, you know? But whether it's consciously or subconsciously, you love the bad boys. Nothing turns you on more. Nothing excites you more. You curved the guy that came up to the door in some khakis, a button-up, a tie, and some flowers. You threw up in your mouth a little bit. So I'm not feeling sorry about the douchebag guys that you had in your past, because those are the only guys you wanted to let fuck. You've never made love to a good man, and that's not by accident. I don't feel sorry when people pick bad people to be with and then bad things happen to them. I'll save my sympathy for other type of people than people who, you know, choose to lay down with the devil.
Dudes, and I'm like, no wonder why, because I'm me, that's who I attract.
Who hurt you?
No, that's not who you attract, that's who you're attracted to. Plenty of nice guys who you attracted to holler at you. You laughed in their fucking face. So now I'm laughing at your tears, ha ha ha.
Okay, woman's breaking down. It's not funny, but it's an interesting correlation and point I keep making. It is strange how so many strong, independent, modern women end up with completely reckless dudes. Dudes that don't care about them. Homosexuals, etc. You know? Like, a lot of independent women date broke men. Like, that's a... It's like, wow, okay.
No!
I get why women are attracted to bad boys. I get the excitement of it. You know? I can get why that's exciting. And a dude who just play it by the book, come home at 5 p.m., hey, dear. I can get why that's boring. That's why I encourage dudes to have a little edge about you. I'm not saying do wrong or not be honorable, not be righteous, but challenge that bitch. Tell her no sometime. When she want to come over, say, nah, I'll catch you another day. Like, switch it up, you know? Don't just be that cookie cutter, sweet, nice guy all the time. Have a little bit of edge to you. Just a little bit. Show her that you'll be okay without her. You can care about her. You can do a nice deed from here and there. But the general consensus she should come to is, eh, he gonna be cool without me. He ain't gonna really trip like that if I just left him today.
I can fix it.
A lot of homosexual men are living very good lives under women. But the only statement she made, which is good, she's being very accountable. She repels the men she actually wants. Yeah? So, I mean, in a way, it's not surprising women end up, you know, getting with dudes that need mothering. Not surprising. The sad reality is some of these women hold no room for a man to be a man because they're the men so much. Thus, they end up matching with men that need mothering. They find themselves being the dude in the relationship, giving him the car to pay so he looks like a man, giving him her car to drive so he looks like a man. It's not even being insulting to anyone, it's just pointing out the obvious thing. Of course, a lot of highly independent women will end up dating douchebaggy dudes. And homosexuals, because a lot of these women are the men they actually want, sadly.
So that's what's going on.
I don't see no waterworks. She keeps sniffling, but I don't see no tears. Maybe the camera ain't close enough. You'll be all right, Toots. You won't be all right in your dating life, but focus on something else.
I get it. My voice is deep, or my voice sounds like Batman. I don't care anymore.
Like Batman.
I don't think her voice sounds like Batman. Y'all think she sounds like the Dark Knight? I don't think she sounds like Bruce at all.
How am I supposed to change that?
Justice. For Adam! Okay, I'm using her as an example. I'm not trying to insult this woman in any way at all because I'm glad she made this video. And no, she can't change who she is. But she's a representation of a lot of women. And to be balanced for this woman can find a man. She just probably just needs to look a bit better. But she can probably find a man that would actually, you know, treat her the way she wants. So I am kind of side-eyeing her crying. I'm like, woman, you're not an ugly fat woman that can't get a man.
I look at my dating history and it's just douchebags.
And that's not an accident.
It's okay.
Trouble staying focused and on task for just...
Yeah, it ain't an accident. She chose the douchebags. Out of the 10 guys that walked up, those were always the guys she was the most attracted to.
It does not mean that. And sitting up here having all these babies from whether it's the same or different, don't actively get involved in these children's lives. It brings down your value. Yes, ma'am, it brings down your value. I don't give a what ugly, pretty, fat, skinny, old, young want to argue with me. Love Dorsey gonna tell you the truth, baby.
Damn.
It brings down your value.
Oh man, someone
no
really
way.
Messed up.
Oh no.
Okay, let's break this down. Now, this is a really nice car. Now, I'm not a car guy. You know, I'm a music guy. I'm an internet content creator guy. I'm an alien guy. I'm a philosophy guy. I'm somewhat of a politic guy. But I'm not a car guy. But based on, you know, my sight, this looks like a car that ain't cheap. So this is what I'm going to say. Of course a man who drives this car cheated. Are you fucking kidding? But I just want to break down. Women love a man who can cheat. They all want top 10% men who are alphas but don't cheat. No, top 10% alphas cheat. They're the guys who are the most likely to cheat. Women want all the pros or something, none of the cons. I respect the women who like, yeah, I got me a top 10% man. I know him getting other pussy come with it, and I'm rolling with it. I get to go shopping. I'm the main one. Cool. At least they understand that there's pros and cons to everything. If you were a type of dude who drive this type of car and think you ain't going to get cheated on, you goofy. You really silly. I don't feel bad for her because I know all the nice guys she cheated on or all the nice guys she ignored and never gave a chance, even though they were great guys and she would have been happy with them. But clearly this woman is batch crazy. This is not a normal response to getting cheated on. But she loves this man. She will always be in love with this man. You got to be in love if you're going through all this trouble. You know what I mean? She loved the fact that he could cheat. And she loved the drama of the fact that he did cheat. And she could talk about this incident on TikTok. You know, and she can go on and yappity yap 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 to everybody she knows. And she can cry and she can do all the stuff women love. They love the emotional roller coaster because he cheated. You know how much babble she can babble based on this situation? She fucking loves it. And how much you want to bet she has sex with this guy after this situation?
Oh, what did someone do to Brooke? This is terrible. Let's see the other side. What do we got?
I know what you're thinking. She got some good, good. She got some good pee, y'all. Look, it ain't worth it.
Anna? Oh, almost got killed. I love you. Oh, God.
It said, I loved you. No, she still love him. Let's be very clear. There's no I loved, ED loved you. She's still in love with him. And this is the man she's going to be thinking about for the rest of her life. When she finally do settle for a simp, this the man that she'll be thinking about when he's making love to her. This is the man she will always go back to if he give her a hint of interest. Never get that fucked up.
Wow. Poor car. You know, why do they always destroy things you love? I mean, if you loved her, she would have jumped out the window. But yeah, seriously, that's a wrong joke.
I kind of like the graffiti. He should just keep rolling like that. Let's go to something else. Hey, I need everybody that's in here right now to hit the like button. I see 21 watching, but it ain't 21 people clicking. 15 likes, 21 watching. I got a huge problem with that. Respect my gangster, damn it, and hit that like button. Oh, man, do I want to go over her? I'll give y'all a break from Kendra real quick. This ain't the same one we went over the other day. These some other contestants that came on.
Ahead and bring out our first single lady. Hello, welcome in. What's your name?
My name is Nucci.
Hey, Nucci, how old are you?
I'm 25. I'll be 26 soon.
Okay.
Okay, 25. Officially at the wall. She's at the mental wall. She's about to be 26, so she will officially be past the wall. Now let's just break down the visuals. Let's break down the red flags. Nose ring. Tupac nose ring. No. That's a huge hotel. I don't want no chick with a nose ring. Second, whore outfit. I don't even know what you would call that type of outfit. What is it, a onesie? I don't know. You can see her vagina print through her outfit. Never a good sign if you're looking for something serious with a woman. Let's check out the nails. Cat nails. Cat lady nails. Hell no. Those are what she's going to be using to scratch you all in your face when she disagrees with something. What else? A red star tattooed on her hand. Hand tattoos aren't a red flag. They're a black flag. Get the hell out of there. She got a tattoo on her neck, face, or hands. Get the hell out of there immediately. No exceptions. Not even a one-night stand. She got a red star tatted on her head. Is she repping that blood gang? What's up with that red star? Are you a general in the bloods? I'm highly skeptical. Now, this is what I want to know in the comment section. What y'all think about her body? From 1 to 5, what y'all rating the bod? Everybody get in the comment section. From 1 to 5, what are you rating the bod?
And what do you do?
I am an artist as well as a behavioral health tech, and I'm also a stripper.
Oh, no, 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 no. Where do I even start? Okay, she's an artist. What kind of artist? I hate their vague descriptions. Are you a rap artist? Do you paint paintings? What kind of artist are you? Do you sculpt? You know what I mean? Do you chip away at ice? Like, what kind of artist are you? But I'll let that ride. A mental health tech? I don't want any woman in mental health. Every woman I ever talked to who had anything to do with mental health needed mental health services. So I'm going to pass on that. And then what was the last thing she said? And the stripper. Well, no. Any dude who willing to entertain a stripper seriously deserve everything he gonna get. So this is all bad. Mystic said that bod of 4.5, he liking it. Anybody else? What's up? 1 to 5, what's that body hitting for? Oh, 4 on a drunk night? Okay, so you feeling it too. On a scale from 1 to 5, 4 ain't bad. Let me know.
Okay, now, what kind of artist are you?
I rap.
Ooh,
oh, no,
okay.
No.
All right. So anything we should be looking out for? Anything soon?
Yes, actually, I dropped a song yesterday.
Look, I don't want a chick who got bars. Okay, and here's the thing. Can we take a wild guess at what she rap about? Just a wild guess. There's thousands of things you could rap about. But let's just say there's 20 things you could rap about. Can we guess the word? You don't even, look, the words start with a P, what she rap about in most of her songs. But don't type the word in the comment section, but I'm just going to say it start with the letter P. That's 99% of what she talks about in her rap songs.
So go ahead and check that out, you guys.
Okay.
Showgirl Nucci on YouTube and Instagram.
All right. Well, make sure to check that out.
You know what? Let's check out her video. I'm going to cut down the volume, and let's just see what the visual look like so we can make our judgments. Showgirl Nucci, let's check you out. Showgirl Nucci, if it's any, you know, new watchers who never seen my content, go ahead and subscribe. I come with nothing but fire. Come on, Showgirl Nucci, where you at, Showgirl Nucci? Come on. Where are you? Oh, there we go. There we go, Showgirl Nucci. Oh, gosh. Of course. Of course your butt cheeks are out. Wouldn't have it any other way. Yeah, this wife material right here, y'all. Don't you want to take this home to mom? Oh, yeah. Don't you want this to be the mother of your children? White dude is kind of funny. This is gross. All right, I don't think we need to see any more, do we? Yeah. Real wholesome stuff right there. We don't need to see any more, man. Wait, but after seeing this, y'all still tapping? on a slow Thursday, y'all still hitting this? You still keeping your same rating number? Hold on. On a slow night, or maybe not even on a slow night. All right, let's get back.
Now, what are some things you like to do for fun?
I like to write music. I love movies. Like, I really like, I grew up watching movies. Like, my grandma would sneak us into the movies. Like, we would pay for one, go see another one.
I'm really into movies. I like that. I mean, not that I would take her serious, but I'm trying to find positive stuff to say. So I relate to her into really being into movies. Lately, I've been grinding too hard to really sit and watch a 2-hour movie. So maybe I've been losing my passion. But that's a positive for me that she likes movies a lot. Are y'all excited for Grand Theft Auto to drop? Because I know I am.
Right, so yeah, love movies. I love to hike. I like to work out as well. Anybody that knows me knows that when I was like heavily into my working out like regimen, mm-hmm. I was working out like 5-6 days a week. I got really small, plunked up a little bit, but I like myself both sizes.
Okay. Now, what are some things you look for in a man?
Just security within yourself, confidence, a guy that has like goals, and actually like doing something to achieve them. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what are some deal breakers?
Ooh, deal breakers. A guy like if you've met me, if you've been around me, humbly, I do get attention. So like, if you know that about me and you want to pursue me, mm-hmm. then that's definitely something like if you.
Oh, no. It's deeper than you just get attention. Your whole existence is focused on getting attention and keeping attention and doing whatever you have to take, doing whatever you have to do to make sure you get the most male attention as possible. I mean, it's your career. You know what I mean? So, yeah, any man who's going to take this serious is an idiot. Now, if you want to pimp on her, hey, that's on you. I wouldn't be mad at that business arrangement. But taking her serious, hell no.
You tend to get insecure about the attention that I get. That's something that would make me like kind of stray away from you.
Okay. All right. So we did get a couple pop balloons. Let's go on over there and see why they ended up popping.
Okay.
All right. Let's start with your name and age.
I'm Trey. I'm 25.
And Trey, what do you do?
I'm a development project manager at a tech company.
And so why did you end up popping your balloon?
Just the profession. Stripper. That's not my preference. No.
See, he probably one of the only serious dudes on the show. Because you see the other dudes didn't pop their balloon because they trying to pluck. Hey, real quick. Before I continue, I readjusted my mic. Let me know what the audio sound like with me sitting right here. Can y'all hear me good or is it low? Like, what's up? I'm going to press play once I get confirmation that I sound cool from right here. Yeah, let me know. What I sound like right here. What I sound like. Be patient. What I sound like right here. Somebody let me know ASAP. I'm gonna press play once somebody let me know what I sound like sitting right here.
Nothing wrong with you.
No, honestly, practice. I thought it was gonna be more people that would pop, so I understand.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Got it. All right. Now, is he someone that's your type?
You're dressed very well, great smile, just. If we're going off everyday life, I probably wouldn't entertain. Yeah. Nothing against you. You're very handsome.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, is there something there that just makes you say you wouldn't entertain him?
I think I just like a more like brolicky guy, like a little bit more like, you know?
Got it.
Yeah. No, not that saying like, no, you're not good. That, I'm but just for fine. Me, I'm you're a big good. Girl. So
I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's go down over here. Your name and age?
Yeah, my name is Key. I'm 28.
And oh, he was based. He was based the last one we went over. So I forgot he popped his balloon, too. So let's see what he say.
And Key, what do you do?
I own a trucking business.
Okay. Very cool. Now, why did you end up popping your balloon?
Just a profession, same thing. Very pretty girl.
Thank
just
you.
Professional, yeah. That's
sorry,
it.
I'm sweating. It's hot.
You good.
Okay. And now, is Key someone that's your type?
Love your complexion. Like, that was definitely the first thing that caught my eye when I walked out here.
Appreciate it.
Love the waves as well. I probably would entertain you if you approached me, so yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's tall, dark, and handsome and got his own trucking company. I wouldn't advise him to mess with any of these hood rats that would come on this show. I mean, in fact, like, if a woman coming on this show, that is the red flag. So this show was nothing but to try to get some cheeks for the night. Nothing about this show was serious, and nothing about the women who would come on this show is serious. Point fucking blank. So this young man right here, he should just stick and move. I hope he don't ever get married, and I hope he don't ever live with a woman. He'd be better off without living with a woman. And in the black community, it's not many options, man. There's not many good options in the black community, especially if you're a dude looking for a woman. There's way more good black men in America than there is good black women, by a long shot. So any black man listening, either get your passport or really just stay single, and maybe if you could find a woman of another race that's cool to be as a live-out girlfriend or something. But I don't advise black men to date 95% of black women. If you find a 5%er, God bless you. But even if you find a 5%er, you still have to try to isolate from probably her family who owns some bullshit or something like that. You got to be very careful. Very, very careful as a black man dating a black woman. Even if she a good black woman. But what her family like? Is her brother in the gang? Like, what? I'm not saying all black people are in gangs or something, but you know what I'm saying. Most black people in America have some connection to the ignorance. You know what I mean? So you just got to be very careful, black man.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
All
right. So we still do have quite a few balloons left unpopped. I'm going to go ahead and have you ask these guys a question, help you narrow it down.
Ooh. Damn, I didn't really think about this.
Oh, girl.
Most of them don't have anything to say. Her whole identity is wearing tight clothing and wearing, you know, little clothing. They've never had to have anything interesting to say because guys only care about her cheeks and her boobs. She don't got to be interesting. Women have there's no burden on them to be interesting people to be around. Their whole life. Well, once they hit the wall, then they got to start trying to figure out how to have a personality or be funny or something. But before then, they don't think about that. They don't have to come up with compelling conversations around men. She could just sit there and judge everything he's saying.
You guys have children. Do?
Are kids a deal breaker for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's
head on over here. Let's start with your name and age.
My name is John. I'm 31.
John, what do you do?
I'm an aerospace tech, and I do content, so.
Hey, I ain't roasting. But did anybody guess that this man would have been an aerospace tech? And look at the face that bro making with the pearls. I ain't going to roast the pearls today. I roasted the pearls the other day. I ain't going to roast them today. But this is why you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. You know? So all my non-black men in the comment section right now, just because you see a black man with some J's on, a fitted, and some dreads, that don't mean you could, you know, guess most of the things about him. He might just be an aerospace tech, whatever the fuck that means. It sounds fancy, though. I'm impressed, but just with the name.
Got it. So she did pop on you for the kids. Why did you have your balloon unpop for her, though, prior to that?
I mean, I'm not really shallow. You feel like they get to know the person, so I was just...
No, it ain't got nothing to do with being shallow. It got something to do with having standards and just common sense. You don't take no damn stripper series for a relationship.
Just trying to fill her up.
Okay. Got it.
Now, he don't want to say what it really is. He was trying to clap. It ain't about him not being shallow. He didn't pop because he is shallow and he wanted to bust them buns.
Oh, I know the kids is deal breaker, but is he someone that's your type?
You're so cute. Like, let me just say that you're like really cute, but like, if I'm going to be with somebody, I need somebody that's like fine to me. Like, you fine to a lot of girls, I'm sure. But yeah. To me, like, very cute. I love your dreads. I like the way you're dressed. Yeah.
I want to touch on that real quick. And I don't know if this is just with black, I mean, it's with women in general, but a lot of the bad things that I talk about with women on this show is 10 times worse with black women. I wish it wasn't the case. I wish I could ride for my sisters, but I can't. Bars. I can't. I can't condone this demonic shit. But anyway, what I was going to touch on is she said, I like my man to be fine. And this is the thing. Women care about looks more than men, I'm starting to think these days. I don't think it was always like that, but in modern times, looks are more important than women than they are to men. And men are very visual. But I think it's 10 times worse with black women. You got to be fine. You can't just be good looking. Their bare minimum is fine. And that's fucking ridiculous. And that's why they're probably going to fail for the rest of their life in dating. That should not be the number one priority. Just think about that for a second. Handsome ain't enough. Cute, good looking, and handsome ain't enough. I talked about this on last stream, I think. For women, bare minimum is being extremely good looking and tall. That's how spoiled they are in the dating market, that they can have that as the bare minimum. That's fucking crazy, man.
Yeah.
That's cool. I respect it.
Okay. Alrighty. So everyone else has no kids. Any other questions?
This is dumb, but like I do want to know your guys' signs.
Okay.
I knew that was about to happen. Men are so tired of them damn signs. Like, and she admitted that it's dumb. So at least she know it's dumb. I knew she was about to get a lot of pops for that. We so tired of them damn signs. And I want to touch on this real quick, too. I've been doing a lot of research over the past, I don't even know how long, 3 or 4 years. Based on my research, the spirit world is real. Aliens are real. All that stuff. Different dimensions. You know, probably fairies. Based on my research, all that stuff is real. But even when it's real, women still take it somewhere else. And they probably take the one part of it that ain't real and run with it. But far as your zodiac sign dictating who you are as a person, that's bullshit. Ghosts are real. Aliens are real. Different beings from different dimensions are real. But what I don't think is real is your star sign dictating how you act. But who knows? I could be wrong.
Okay.
I wasn't going to pop you based off your sign. I just want to know.
No, they're popping you because they tired of that shit. It's not that they thought you were going to pop them about the sign.
Oh. We'll start here with your name and age.
My name is Dante. I'm 25.
Dante, what do you do?
I'm a famous adult entertainer and also a YouTuber as well.
Okay, got it. Yeah. So, to answer a question, what's your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay. I like Sag. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Never thought I would say this for a guy, but Bullring Chronicles, it's the Bullring Chronicles. Metal in your face, yeah, you're a disgrace. It's the Bullring Chronicles. What do y'all think about a bullring and a man? I'm thinking he pitched for both teams, if you know what I mean. Bars. The cowboy hat, the bullring, I don't know.
Come back. Name and age.
Name Justin, and 26.
And what do you do?
And I own an online business, so, yeah.
Okay.
And what's your sign?
I'm Cancer.
Okay, I like.
Why are you acting like that? Like, why he, I don't, something about his demeanor is off. Like, he's trying to come off too smooth and too tough or something. It's coming off weird. This is weirdo energy. Let me know what y'all think below, but I think it's weirdo energy. You trying too hard, bro. Just relax. Relax your shoulders and just, it's cool, man. We get it. Nice fade.
Cancer, you guys are very, like, emotionally intelligent and, like, just, like, intuitive when it comes to emotions.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
I like that. Yeah, and you guys, like, really make people feel comfortable. Like, no sign, I feel like, is better at doing that than a Cancer, so.
Yeah, that's how it is.
I
sure.
like that.
Yeah.
Name and age?
Chris, 27.
And Chris, what do you do?
I got a couple jobs. I'm a realtor first, and then I work at a community center with kids, and then I work at 2 nonprofits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I like that.
What's your sign?
Scorpio.
I have a love-hate relationship with you guys. Like, I love you guys, but you guys are toxic.
At least a little bit.
Yeah, at least you know.
Let's dive into the 8 features that make Vibe the ultimate TV advertising platform.
She got a cool personality. I mean, I can't do it. She's a stripper, and she just got all those red flags, but she seemed cool. I'll give her that. What y'all rate her personality? 1 to 5. Drop your numbers real quick while I pull up what we're going over next. But drop those numbers. 1 to 5, what would you rate her personality? I guess we're going to do Kendra next. Oh, man. So let's read the title real quick. She's 61 and fabulous. I'm tired of the gas and I'm tired of the hype. As far as what men looking for in the dating market, there's no such thing as 61 and fabulous. As far as dating, I mean, a woman could be 61 and fabulous, like, oh yeah, I love Miss Etna. She real cool. She always baking pies. She fabulous in that way, you know. You know what I mean? She always look out. She could be fabulous in that way. But fabulous as far as dating, no such thing. And it says make at least 120K. Even grandma won 120K. That's fucking absurd. And make sure your manhood still works. That's just embarrassing and cringe for a grandma to come on a YouTube dating show talking about your manhood better still work. But we gonna get into it, man. So on a scale from 1 to 5, y'all gave her a 3. Okay, so she alright. It ain't the best you seen, but she alright. Okay. It ain't the worst you seen, it ain't the best you seen. Alright, let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Hello.
Hello.
Make sure you go into the. Oh, there we go. Okay, there we go. The lights.
Oh wow.
Have the light in your face. Hi. What's your name, Mama?
Yeah, Stacy.
Stacy, where are you calling me from, love?
Right outside of New York City.
Okay. So like, okay. Jersey.
All right. Let me ask this real quick. Oh, let me get her on a good spot.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get her on a good pause moment. Okay, we already know she's 61. But let's just say we didn't know she's 61. How old would you guess this woman is? Try to just completely erase your brain about the fact that she's 61. How old do you think this woman looks? I need to know. Everybody who watching, jump in the comment section and let me know. How old do you think this woman looks? I don't want to say my guess before y'all say your guess. So I'm going to give it 5 seconds. Let it breathe. I'm going to let it breathe. All right, I'm going to say my thoughts. I would say this woman is 45. I would say 45. You know, if somebody just asked me to look at her and say how old I think she is, I'd say 45. So with that being said, I'm giving her props. Ma'am, you look damn good for 61 for your age. Not going to help you in the dating market, but I'm giving you your props. You look incredible for 61. Absolutely incredible. But it's all downhill from here. Let's go.
Yes.
Excuse me. Jersey, how old are you, Stacy?
61.
Okay, 61 looking good. What do you do for a living?
I work in banking.
Work in banking. Yes. Do you have any children?
No.
No kids. Have you ever been married?
Yes.
Yes. When did you get divorced?
I was widowed, actually, in 2014.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Okay. Now, condolences. Condolences. She was widowed in 2014, no kids. Now, let's talk about this. I always talk about this. A 61-year-old woman with no kids. Now, I don't know why she doesn't have kids. Maybe she has a medical condition. But that would be the rare case why she's 61 with no kids. Do I judge women with no kids at 61 or 40 or whatever? Yes, I do. Should I? I don't know, but I do. Unless I know, like I said, she got a condition or something. Why didn't you have kids, ma'am? Is it because you're selfish? I'm just curious. So, hey, that's a red flag for me. Right or wrong. Okay, second. She was widowed in 2014. Now, this is what I want to break down. She's 61 years old, widowed in 2014. Now, most people will leave the marriage question alone when they hear widow. They're like, oh, okay, God, you know, sorry for your loss, and they move on. I can't move on. I'm too analytical to move on. And I don't want y'all to move on with stuff like this, because you got to be careful with women. Because this situation, like the conditions in which she got married under, based on what her age was when she met her husband, how long she been married and all that, I don't know if she answered that question. But that changes everything. Now, at 61, a lot of people would just automatically assume, you know, she's 61 and she was widowed in 2014. So most people would assume she's been married since 22 and her husband died in 2014. I'm not assuming that. And you shouldn't either in situations like this. The devil is in the details with women. Now, see, it's a whole different ball game if she was widowed in 2014, but she got married in 2007, you know what I mean? So let's do some quick math. Don't make fun of me if I'm taking too long. So she's 61 in 2024. So 10 years ago, she was 51. She was widowed at 51. Now, I think Kendra G asked her how long was she married, but maybe I'm wrong, maybe she didn't. But that's the question I need answered. How long were you married? Anything less than, let me think. She basically got widowed when she was 50. So I'm gonna say anything less than being married for 20 years, if she was widowed at 50, anything less than, I'm going to say 22, 23 years, I'm highly skeptical. Because I need to know what you was doing from 15 to 25 with the male gender. But we're going to roll with it.
We are sorry to hear that. Okay. And what's your zodiac sign?
Capricorn.
So we got Stacey Jersey, 61, Capricorn, works in banking, no kids, was married. Unfortunately, your husband passed away. What kind of man are you looking for, honey?
Someone who's mature, stable, kind, honest, no drama.
So far, so good. Mature, stable, honest, no drama. Totally reasonable. It totally lines up with you being 61. It totally lines up with you being a reasonable human. So far, so good. I'm not hopeful, though.
Welcome to the next generation of fast food. Introducing the new AI-driven Flippy Fry Station.
What's that? Oh, I heard a noise. Okay, no drama. No. What's your what are your deal breakers? You already kind of got there with no drama.
I know. No abuse of any kind, mental, physical, financial. No one would.
Okay. For me, I don't know how I feel when women say for their deal breakers, you know, no abuse of any kind, because it makes me believe you've been abused in the past. And you don't really want to deal with women who've been just flat out abused. Well, all of them say they've been abused. But I'm talking about women who are literally like, she got a rough past for real. Like, dudes put their hands on her. Like, it was bad, bad, bad. So I don't know. That always throw up a red flag for me when they first deal breaker is no abuse. Because why is that even on the radar? Why would you even think of that? And I also want to be very clear. Most men don't abuse women. Just be very clear about that. But the men who get the most pee are the most likely to abuse women. And who was that on? Women. But another thing I wanted to touch on, she said no financial abuse. Don't mess with a woman who even believe in the concept of financial abuse. Think about how manipulative that term is. So anytime I don't want to give you some money, I'm financially abusing you. That term is complete bullshit. Don't ever feed into that nonsense. financial abuse. Get the fuck out of here.
Like,
because by that logic, most men are financially abusive because we want to invest and, you know, save and stuff, and they want to go on fancy brunches and traveling. So now that's financial abuse. Stop.
Small kids.
No, with small kids.
Yeah. No smoking, no cigarette smoking. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. What about look? Should he look a certain way?
Not really. I mean, obviously he needs to be attractive. I need to be attracted to him, but yeah.
Okay, now let's talk about that real quick. That sounds reasonable, but man, listen to me, y'all. At a certain age, 61, who knows how long you even got left? I ain't putting that on you. Women never die; they live to their 80s and 90s. They send us to an early grave though when we marry to them. But at this age, I mean, you about to be a senior citizen, ma'am. She still want a man to be fine. you too old to care if he fine. Because that's what she mean when she say, I got to be attracted to him. Men aren't supposed to be the beautiful ones. We work hard. We bring discipline, structure, guidance. We ain't supposed to be the sexy ones. But she look good for her age, so that's why she on this trip. But she need to get off it. Because even though she look good for 61, she's still at the bottom of the barrel. Ain't nobody checking for a 60-year-old woman. Not even an 85-year-old man. He just going to enjoy his peace till he pass away. No, generally speaking, you off the dating market at 61. 80-plus-year-old men ain't checking for that. So it's time to settle, man. At 61, he don't gotta be that attractive. Come on. Come on now.
Beyond that, yeah.
Okay. You are 61, looking fabulous. What's the age range you want to date?
Oh, I already know. She's fit. She look good for her age. She ain't going 61 and up. I hope she proved me wrong. But I bet she go at least 55 and up. And she probably don't want to do over 70. She probably going to say 55 to 65 or maybe 55 to 70. She got another motherfucking thing coming. She just need to say from 61 to not dead yet. Fucking period. And a 55-year-old man who got it going on is not checking for a 61-year-old woman, even for a one-night stand.
55 and up, so...
It's almost like I'm psychic. How did I know she was going to say 55? How did I know?
55 to 65.
Okay.
She didn't even go up to near the 70. 55 to 65. This woman is 61 and her dating range is 55 to 65. Think about that for a minute. Think about how shallow and delusional that is for that to be her age range to date. She doesn't understand the dating market at all. I don't care how good this woman look. At 61 years old, you're a 2 on the dating market. If that, I'm being nice by giving you a 2. And I'm not talking about your looks. I'm just talking about your overall desirability in dating as a 61-year-old woman. There is no 60-plus-year-old woman who's above a 2 as far as desirability in dating. Fucking period. Period. Her true dating options are 70 to 85. Because even a man from 55 to 69, if they still with it like that, they still fly, they still piece up them outfits, and they still know they got that mouthpiece, he can get something younger than 61. Her true dating market, if any, is 70 to 85. Like... And she will be a hospice girlfriend. This is crazy. Can you believe? Okay.
Should he be in Jersey?
No, he can be in the tri-state area, or he could be in West Coast.
Okay.
Like California.
Now, should he make a certain amount of money?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, depending upon his, you know, status, whether he's working or he's retired, I think he would need at least to make like net 120 a year.
Net 120. Let's just, you know what? Let's do something real quick, y'all. Let's do something real quick. She said net 120.